Welcome back, Raw Thoughts listeners, to another episode with me, Mackenzie Tiggs. I just want to give a huge shout out to this episode's sponsor, MyMedic. They are a company that is really striving to give supplies into the hands of community members. So if you have, kids that are on soccer teams, or if you just are somebody that are driving around town and need some first aid supplies, that is what they're here to help you with. You know my backstory of being a paramedic. I'm so excited that I've been able to partner with them. You can find all of the links into the show notes. So if you are needing some assistance with, supplies for that first aid, please reach out to me and look into that link for this episode's sponsor. Today, I'm super excited about having Cassidy. So I have to give a huge shout out to Restoration Dentistry because they have referred me yet again, another guest, which is so awesome. And they're actually in where her location will be. We'll actually be right next to them along with Hannah and Get Fit Meridian. So Cassidy, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be
here. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So my name is Cassidy McMurray. I grew up in Lewiston, Idaho. So I'm a true Idahoan through and through. Growing up, I was involved in sports. So I did volleyball, basketball. When my mom got remarried, my stepdad was big into running. So I got into that in high school, did marathons, did track and cross country. So I just loved just working out in general. I feel like has always been kind of an outlet for me. I love just the way it makes you feel. It was kind of it's almost like a safe space for me where I would work out if I was stressed, if I was feeling anxious, if I was feeling good. Like it was something that that I just loved doing. And they talk about like the running high. Like I feel like just working out in general was kind of gave me that just working out high and always made me feel better. So that's kind of how I got into just the workout fitness component, and I was really involved in nutrition as well growing up. I did struggle with an eating disorder when I was a sophomore in high school. And that was really a interesting time for me because I feel like I can definitely feel for those people who look in the mirror and they're like, I feel overweight, I don't feel confident about my body. I definitely went through that, and I feel like that took a lot of time for me to overcome. And I remember too, like I said, I was always involved in sports, and I remember and I don't mean this to say like I'm muscular at all, but I always had like some muscle tone. And I remember that eating disorder had gotten so bad that I couldn't even hit the ball over the net when I was playing volleyball. And it was something that my mom mentioned to me too. Like she made a comment, and that was kind of when it all really like changed for me. So I use that as kind of a way to learn as much about like fitness, health, and nutrition as much as I could to kind of change that around. And that took a lot of time and just learning and growth in that time. And I feel like that created a lot of like mental toughness and a lot of mental barriers I had to overcome. And from that, I knew from there, I just knew I had to do something as a job that incorporated something like fitness, nutrition. And I always loved science and just anatomy and physiology. And so that's what kind of intrigued me for physical therapy. And I also wanted to help people in some way as well. I knew like I know my personality, and I am definitely a people pleaser in ways where I just like to help people. And so physical therapy is the route I went, and I kind of just never looked back from that. If you've had physical therapy before, you know that there are usually like aides or techs that like help in the physical therapy clinic. They're usually like helping with like light cleaning or laundry, or they're helping the patients with exercises. And so I got a job when I went to BSU, so I got a bachelor's degree in exercise science. And throughout my undergraduate career, I worked as a tech and loved it, loved being around people, loved creating relationships with them, loved how I could help them get back to what they loved doing. And so from there, I went to PT school at a small school in North Carolina called Methodist University. North Carolina is beautiful, by the way. It's the area I was in was not the best, but like North Carolina has some beautiful areas. And so school was quite the challenging experience. I think if you talk to anyone who has done med school or grad school, it's pretty grueling. And I think in a way they try to like weed you out in a lot of ways. But it's fun, but you're also like learning 40 hours in the classroom. It's like a job. It's very difficult to like have a job while you're in PT school. Some people do it, but I did not. But it's just the amount and the amount of anatomy, I would say, in PT school is insane that you learn, which is great because it definitely helps you when you get out of PT school. But school is grueling, like 40 hours a week, and then you're studying like all night on the weekends. You constantly have quizzes. You constantly have exams. Luckily, I had like an amazing class. We were all really close, which helped. But yeah, that was definitely a challenging experience. And I feel like school prepares you for, I want to say like school prepares you for the basics. Mm-hmm. They give you guidance on like how to diagnose an injury, how to like do certain tests to figure out maybe like what's going on. But I feel like for me personally, in my experience, you don't really learn. I have learned more out of school than I have in school. And I feel like that's just a combination of working with people, how to work with people, how to talk to people. You know, in school, they teach you like this is very straightforward. This is, say, like someone tore their ACL. Like this is how you diagnose it. This is how you treat it. It's not always that straightforward when you get out in the real world. I think that's with a lot of things too. A lot of times there's like multiple things going on. And so you have to kind of figure out how to treat and diagnose, but then also what works for one person may not always work for the next person. And establishing that relationship, that like patient-practitioner relationship, is huge. And it helps just to build a relationship, a professional relationship, but also get that person better. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I've learned an insane amount, I feel like, since school. And even like just working it onward now, I've learned so much. But I would say that when I got out of school, that was kind of like very eye-opening for me. So a lot of times in clinics, like we're forced, I don't want to say forced because I feel like that's a harsh word, but I guess we're being raw too.
Yes.
We unfortunately, especially like new grads too, when we come out of school, like in a lot of clinics, we are encouraged to treat many patients at one time. It can range from like 2 to 4 people at one time. And that's a lot, especially coming out of school. But we're also, I feel like a lot of clinics are so focused on like stats. We need to like get as many patients as possible. We need to treat as many patients as possible, which I get is a part of business. We do like need to make money. We do need to follow stats. But I feel like providers will lose the fact of, hey, we're actually treating the patient. It's not always about the stats. And I think a lot of providers lose sight of that it's not just about like money. Like you're actually treating the person and you need to develop that relationship with them and figure out really what's going on. And when you're treating like 4 patients in an hour, it's extremely difficult to dig deep into like what's the actual like issue going on. Right. Where is, with Onward, we want to find the source of where the issue is coming from. Because if our treatment does not affect the source, then how does it, it's not going to change your symptoms. And so a lot of times I feel like when we're treating so many people at one time, it's not as thorough. It's rushed. The patient feels that because it's rushed and it affects the outcomes. And not only that, it takes multiple appointments to get the patient better. Mm-hmm. So if we can, Onward, we do a lot different model when it comes to that. And so, yeah, I feel like that makes such a huge difference.
Yeah. And you've kind of, kind of given us a glimpse of like everything that's going on, yeah. Right? Which is super helpful because it shows that journey and it shows your progress of, you know, you did have something, you know, you had that pivotal moment in high school. where it was like, hey, I'm going to actually take this and this is a negative thing and I'm going to turn that and I'm going to help others with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really cool aspect of your journey is saying like, you know, hey, this is going on, but I am learning and I am growing and I'm trying to understand the most information that I can so that other people don't have to go through that as well. Can you touch on a little bit of what that was like in high school of, you know, having that eating disorder and actually figuring out how to get out of that?
Yeah. Well, I think what really kind of got me out of it is the people that I was close to the most. So like family members who would be like, who are supportive about it. They see it, but they see what you don't see when you're almost like living in a bubble in a mindset of like something you don't really see. But then, so it was like my mom who like made a comment about kind of like, and not in a demeaning way, she was not demeaning at all, but just like, hey, I see this. And then like, it was almost like a light bulb for me. Like, I'm like, this is not me. And from that experience, I just took that and I just was, one, working on like yourself, self-confidence, and then also learning as much as I kind of made that commitment that I was going to learn as much as I could about like what I knew. I was obviously doing something that I don't want to say necessarily wrong, but I wasn't educated about. I thought I had to eat 800 calories while working out all day. Not all day, but like multiple workouts in a day. And I was super active. I thought that was right in order to lose weight, but really it wasn't right. And so I took just kind of being in that. And there was a lot of trial and error from like going from being, I would say, borderline anorexic to being almost like I yo-yoed a lot. And they'll talk about like the yo-yo dieting and that kind of thing. And so it took a lot of trial and error and like learning about things to really kind of get it right. And so I hope that answered your question, but that's that's how I would say like I kind of grew out of that and then still doing a lot of like figuring out myself, figuring out my insecurities and just learning and growing every day.
Yeah.
Be better with that.
Because I think especially, you know, this is a big, you know, shout out to the females, right? At that young age of having this dysmorphed idea of who they are. And you saying like, no, that's actually not me, you know, and like that being enough to kind of pivot you.
Yeah. And I feel like it's helped me. So we, you know, we are not nutritionists. Like, you know, we, it's not in our scope to be like, okay, I need you to eat this. I need you to eat that. But it has helped give me some guidance when I'm working with like athletes or like gymnasts who I know, like maybe they come to me and they are presenting like a stress fracture in their back or something like that. And I'm like asking, okay, what about your cycle? Do you have a regular cycle? Do you, what, do you know how many grams of protein you're eating in a day? Do you know how many calories you're eating in a day? And so a lot of times there are some of that body image background, or maybe they struggle with an eating disorder as well, that has helped me, I feel like, in my practice now, because I see a lot of athletes and specifically women. And so given that like experience, I feel like it's given me knowledge on how to like talk to women about that and not, you know, you don't want to, you want to be open, but you don't want to be judgmental. You want to just take it in stride and know how to refer out if you need to refer out. And with Onward, we want to treat the whole person. So we're not afraid to refer out if someone needs like a dentist, if someone needs a nutritionist, if someone needs a mental health therapist. Like all those are going to be so huge in just getting that patient better. Because we know research shows that stress, and everyone has stress at some time in their life, stress will can heighten pain. It can heighten the nervous system. And so, yeah, so I feel like just being able to like have that background has just helped me a ton as far as treatment.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, and then like you said, that kind of helped you, you know, that growth mindset and being able to, that mental toughness.
Yep.
Of now you're going through PT school and you know, when you are in a, like a specific, you know, degree like that, and it is high level, like not everybody's going to PT school, you know, not everybody can go to PT school. And they, I think you hit it on the head too, where like they're kind of weaning you out, you know, like, hey, we also don't want to have you become a physical therapist and then you hate it, you know, throughout the day. There's also that point where you said that what you learned in school versus what you have learned by experience is so different.
Yeah, it's just very valuable. I feel like I would never, if you would ask me, like, I would learn this much, like, once I graduated PT school, I'd be like, there's no way. Like, you feel like you feel like you know a lot when you graduate PT school, but you also, like, when you're thrown out in the clinic without any mentors or guidance, it's like, it hits you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, holy moly, this is real. So, yeah.
Yeah. Give us a little insight of what school looked like in the grueling parts of it.
Yeah. So, like I said in the beginning, I used working out as a coping mechanism and an anti-stress relief for me. So I would say I'd wake up, I would go to the gym before class, work out. We would be from like an 8 to 5, we'd be in the classroom. It was very like we'd either be sitting in the classroom or we'd have like labs where it's interactive, or we'd be like, we spent a lot of time in anatomy lab, which was quite the experience. Like, and we had like a full year of anatomy and physiology and PT school. Some schools I know have like a one semester, but ours was very anatomy based, which was great. And then, yeah, after that, I feel like after that 8 to 5, like you have a job, you come home, you make dinner and you study till you go to bed. And then you do the same thing over again. But and that was like, and there's always like, you're always studying for something like a quiz or a test. You're always staying up late. It's great. I had a great group of girlfriends in PT school. Like, if there were tears with one person, there's tears with another person. So it's good to have like a group that kind of like helps you through that process. But during that process, it's like, you know, you came to PT school for a reason. And so you know it's going to be worth it, even though it's going to be hard. And you just roll with that. And we did, like, we definitely for our, we had to make time for certain things, like to go do fun things, we would do that. But it was like a 8 to 5 job plus studying like for 2 years straight. And then the last year you're in rotation. So you're basically working in the clinic, but then you also come home and study because your board exam is coming up. And so that was kind of like, I guess boring when you ask me that. It's not super exciting, but it is very like grueling, and the information you learn is hard. It takes repetition. It takes practice. And you're not in the clinic the first couple years. So you also have to retain and review all that information because you're going to start using it in the clinic once you get to your clinical year.
Right. It's like you're not only taking the test to pass the test, but you're also retaining this information because this is now going to be your job.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not just like, it's like cramming and dumping, like cramming, dump, cram. Mm-hmm. It's like stuff that, and when you have like an exam, like say at the end of the semester, it covers the whole semester. It's not just like that material. So you just have to be well with it. And I personally am not the best test taker. And so, I feel like I definitely had to continuously study. I mean, we had some people in class that they just like retained information better, more like, and we had a couple people had photographic memory. And so that's great to have that. But I mean, everyone was still working really hard to like be successful in PT school. Yeah. So I had a desk mate that had 2 kids in while we were in school. And so he would kind of like fall asleep in class, but I knew he was staying up super late because it's a couple kids that he had. And so I was like, I'm just going to let him sleep. But he did great. And he was, it's just funny because you're doing all this stuff, but a lot of people have families, they have relationships. And so it's, you got to find a balance with that. And sometimes it's really hard to find that balance and make sure, you know, you're putting your relationships also as, you know, a big pillar in your mm-hmm. life. And that can be hard to juggle.
Did you have a relationship while you were going through PT school?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was in like a pretty long relationship going through PT school. He actually moved to North Carolina with me and we dated for a course of like almost 7 years, and that wasn't the healthiest of relationships. So I think in that sense, I was also so worried about him as well. And so I feel like that also made it really difficult for me sometimes to focus. So I almost had to flip a switch almost, where I'm like, hey, this is, I was trying to make this relationship work, but then it was school and it was just kind of a battle. So in that sense of like creating that mental toughness, it definitely helped with that. But yeah, that was definitely kind of a barrier for me as well that made the situation, I would say, more difficult.
Is that who you're married to now or no?
No.
No.
Thank goodness. No. I guess we're being raw. No, honestly, I have nothing like I know he's like a good person, but I feel like it just wasn't a good fit for me. And I don't think it was a good fit for him, honestly. And so it's kind of funny how like when I moved back from PT school, we had separated and gone our separate ways when we moved back to Boise. And I met my husband now, like, I think it was like 2 weeks later.
Wow.
Something that I was like, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to be single for a couple of years. That's great. I'm going to focus on my career. I'm not going to worry about it. And yeah, it was, yeah. And so my husband now is great. He's very supportive of my crazy entrepreneurial dreams and things. And so, yeah, he is a physical therapist as well. And so, yeah, so he's awesome. So
how did you guys meet?
We actually went to BSU together, which was kind of a funny story, because like we had classes together. So he's a physical therapist, so he did exercise science as well. And we just have friends of friends. Like I actually had like, we had talked here and there, like through past classes. But then when I moved back, I was looking for a job and I just reached out to him to be like, hey, saw you're working, because he graduated before me. So I just reached out and I was like, hey, do you enjoy working at this clinic? What is this clinic about? And then we reconnected we had met for like a beer at Payette Brewing. And that was kind of from there. So I feel like I feel very blessed in life that he was given to me, because I feel like he was given to me for a reason. But yeah, that was just, it was very, I feel like things happen, like opportunities, same thing with like Onward, opportunities or people come into your life when you don't expect it, like you expect it the least. And yeah, that's kind of how we reconnected. And yeah, we got married last year and yeah, here we are.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's neat too. It's always fun to see, right? You see these people that are like school and work and all these things, but it's like, that's like the professional side, right? Like that's your career, yeah. But like life is still happening on that outside, you know? And it's like, mm-hmm. How do you continue to have relationships or build relationships or date or all of just everything that's going on? So it's always interesting to, I think too, nowadays, you know, like,
yeah,
how do people, you know, meet or talk or reconnect? And it's cool to know that like you guys had, basically, you know, a friendship beforehand. You knew who he was. Like, it wasn't like you were just like going to meet with a stranger. But, you know, it also shows like maybe people are supposed to come back into your life in certain ways.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about what Onward is, how you got connected with them, you know, kind of like you got out of school, you're learning all this information, but even before Onward, right? Like, how did you learn all those lessons through the PT to then get you to Onward?
Yeah, so I'll kind of start with like when I started working in the clinic, I quickly realized like this is not the kind of PT that I wanted to do, and how I believe that people should be treated in physical therapy. And so I even like considered like, and this sounds bad too, I feel like, but I feel like a lot of people have this like feeling of, I was like, I don't know if I can do PT. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I wanted this for so long. And now I'm like, I don't know if I can do this for like 30 years. I'm like, this is not what I expected, which is a bummer because, I mean, you spend so much time and money to go to school and do this. But it was not, even in my clinicals, like I didn't really get the feel of it until I was like done with school, done with my rotations. Like, again, like treating multiple people at one time, treating 60 to 70 I would say like 50 to 70 patients a week. And PT is very hands-on. So we're working on people too, but then we're doing exercise with them. And so I just was like, okay, I need to like figure out like if this is something that I should continue. But I was like, I still had that passion for like helping people and fitness and anatomy and physiology and like just like science in general. I was very like intrigued by all that still. I just was like, I don't know if I can work in a usual like outpatient orthopedic setting. And I knew I didn't want to work in the hospital, in the hospital setting, because I knew that wasn't for me. And so Onward Physical Therapy, so I guess as PTs, we're required to have con ed courses. So where we do these continuing education courses to keep our licenses. And one of the co-owners of Onward Physical Therapy started these con ed courses called Institute of Clinical Excellence, also known as ICE. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to one of these courses. And I really like was drawn to them because they are very fitness forward, and they I feel like treat people how they should be treated. We're using we're taking time to evaluate patients. We're making them stronger if they need to be stronger. We're looking at basically the whole person. And so I went to this course called Pregnancy and Postpartum. So I do a lot of women's health, pelvic floor rehab. And I went to this course last year, and I was just amazed by this course, like just the thoroughness of the education. And then I knew that one of the girls that was teaching this course owned an Onward as well. And so there's Onwards kind of Midwest to in the Southeast, or just East part of the United States, and they're growing to more of the West. But I was like, I want to figure out how she does this and how she runs Onward. And so I reached out to her. I was like, hey, how can I, like, I really enjoyed your course. How can I get involved in this? And she gave me a contact. And his name is Jeff Moore. He's the CEO of Institute of Clinical Excellence. Awesome guy, great clinician. Good energy, just like the cheerleader in the room. I feel like he's like, you're like drawn to his energy. So anyways, yeah. So I talked to him and I was like, hey, what does it look like to open up an out-of-network clinic, or we also call them like a cash pay clinic. He's like, this is what it looks like if you want to open up your own. But also if you're open to opening up an Onward in Boise, let's maybe like chat about what both of those would look like. And he was not pushy, and he's not pushy at all. He was just like educating me on both things. And so my husband and I talked about it, and we decided that opening an Onward was what we wanted to do. And it was one of those things where it was just like, it felt right to do. And just a little bit about Onward Physical Therapy too. We are a fitness forward group of physical therapists who serve the active population, anyone from like CrossFit, Olympic lifting, to runners, to really anyone who maybe someone who isn't into fitness too, like who maybe is like starting and doesn't know where to start, or maybe someone just that is working at their job and they have back pain. So it's a wide variety of patients that we can treat, but we take a fitness forward approach. So we encourage, you know, exercise and treating that person because we're promoting health for people. And we also believe that we say we want, you have to be about it. Mm-hmm. So like if I'm encouraging you to exercise and eat well, then I as a clinician should be doing that as well. And then we're also touching on nutrition, we're touching on stress management, we're touching on sleep. You know, we want to treat the person as a whole, and it's us treating the people one-on-one for 60 minutes. Sometimes our evals go from 60 to 90 minutes, but we're not using techs or aides, we're not using assistants. You are with the provider the whole time, and that allows us to be thorough with your care and figure out what's really going on, getting to know the person and figure out like what makes them hurt, what makes it better, what's their pattern of pain, and how can we create a plan to get you better as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that if we can do one-on-one patient treatment, then we can get you better in the shorter amount of visits than maybe being in a practice where you're treating four people at a time, and maybe you're at visit 25 and you're not feeling that much better. We believe that we can get you that thoroughness and complete patient care can get you better quicker by just treating the person as a whole and like not treating just for, you know, stats or money or just like kind of pushing people in and out. We don't want to be a mill where we're just like feeling rushed or like having a patient feel rushed and that kind of thing. And so we love getting people stronger. We believe that, you know, if we can get you more resilient to this, to everything of daily life, then we can reduce your pain and get you feeling better. And there's a lot of things we look at with that. But
yeah. And it's cool that you take this as a whole, right? They're not just coming in for maybe getting their ankle stronger, but maybe they're getting their ankle stronger because they want to be able to walk again with their right. grandkids. You know, it's like, it's always so much more layers to what is actually happening.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have seen it from, you know, the medical side where it's like, oh, I went to physical therapy and it didn't even work because I didn't even spend time with the person, you right. know, or it was just like just treating for that specific thing and not, like you said, the root cause.
Yeah.
Like, how do we actually prevent you from coming in here? Let's fix what's happening, but let's also get to the root cause to prevent you to continue to keep coming in.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like you nailed it on the head too. Like, we got to figure out like those kind of like internal factors too. Like, they, maybe a patient calls me and says they can't run, but I'm like, okay, what else are you, like, you can't run, so that makes you feel frustrated because you can't run a half marathon with your husband or something. Like, really diving deep into like what they really want to be able to do. What do they want to get back to do? And we can use that and tailor that to those specific goals. And then another thing too is like that onward, that we say is onward, is back to baseline is BS.
Mm.
Meaning like if you got injured, say your baseline strength, someone maybe like you're someone who does construction, you hurt your shoulder because potentially maybe it wasn't strong enough to withstand the forces like of like lifting something overhead or pushing. So we don't want to get you back to where you were when you came to us, or back before you had the injury. We want to get you stronger than you've ever been before so that that doesn't happen and we don't see you again, and you're more resilient to like your jobs per se. Mm-hmm. Or like I tell this to my women's health moms, like, you're going to be picking up maybe your baby in a baby carrier multiple times a day. We don't want you to have back pain with that, and we want to prevent that from happening. So you have to have that strength and that resilience in your back and kind of that posterior chain so that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage that a lot. And there's other factors other than like, you know, maybe at the beginning of an appointment, like if someone's really, really flared up, maybe we aren't doing like a bunch of strength training stuff right away. We want to put the fire out first. So maybe work on some other things, and then we build you up to where we want you to be so you can do those things that you love. So yeah. It's properly dosing exercise, properly modifying activity. We like to keep if you tell an athlete to stop working out, you're going to lose them pretty quickly.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, we believe that we don't want to tell you to stop working out for 3 months. We want to keep you working out while injured, because when we tell people that to like stop working out for 3 months, not only are we deconditioning the athlete and increasing the risk for injury, but a lot of times if people stop, say someone's squatting and they can't squat for 3 months and they go back to squatting, maybe they think they can still do the same mm-hmm. weight that they did before, that's probably not going to have good outcomes. So if we can modify and change things to keep you in the gym and keep you active, if that's what you love to do, then that's a win for us.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, it may not be the way that you're used to working out, but yeah. we want to still keep that strength there, because
yeah.
when you're not working on it, it starts going away. We lose it, right? Whether yeah. that be
right.
just like you had talked about in PT school, like you have got to keep learning this information over and over and over, not because you just want to pass the test, but because that's what you're now using in your career.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with our muscles, you know, like, and I 100% am one of those people that have like been guilty of like the yo-yo, like working out, right?
Yeah.
And it happens. Life gets busy and things happen. But like, if you can at least continue to go and keep the strength, that's a lot better than not going and losing all your strength.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times we're like educating our patients a lot. That's a lot of sometimes the appointments and if we want to find something too that like, it doesn't always have to be like, okay, I want you to do this certain thing, but if they can find something that they enjoy doing too, that keeps them active, that is also really great. But we know, and the research shows us that too, like pain, when we have pain, it doesn't always mean like the muscle gets weak right away. It's a lot of times the firing of that muscle is delayed. And so when that happens, so think of like your knee, if you have knee pain, the quad is delayed in activating. And this quad is it needs to be strong to prevent knee pain. But if it's delayed, it puts a lot more force through the joint.
Mm.
And so I think about that, same with like other things like the shoulder, those muscles support the joint. And so we want those to be, one, we want to have mobility, but we also want to have strength. And yeah, we want to do that in a way that moves you closer to what your goal is.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah.
And it's cool that you, like you had said too, is like you guys also have such a strong community to refer these patients out to, of saying like, hey, I'm not only going to find this out about you, but I also have resources for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And that's a part of like doing a thorough exam, is being like, so take it back to like maybe someone who's still struggling with an eating disorder, or I have a gymnast who maybe I can tell based on the exam if maybe she's not consuming enough for her body, especially with working out, then I can know, I'm like, okay, this might be a probable source to refer out to a nutritionist, or maybe someone who, with a mom who maybe just had a baby and is struggling with postpartum depression. Like, that's a very common thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of women deal with that, but I think it's important to be able to have those resources. And I feel like that's been a lot of my marketing too, before we like open up our permanent location, is just finding those resources so that I can like fully like help someone kind of get to where they are, because it really, really does affect the way a person heals mm-hmm. kind of all around. So
yeah. Well, and it shows just like how complex we are as humans, you know, like you may be coming in here for, you know, post-surgery and getting this physical therapist, but then they may also learn something from you, mm-hmm. you know, and being open and even just hearing their stories to then be able to help them refer out to somebody, you know. And I think that's where just like community still comes in. And that's, you know, just having met you and you know, the few times that I have just talked with you, it's like, it's so cool that you don't have to know each other so deep, but you know that like, hey, I have this connection and I know they're going to be really great. So like, yeah. I'm going to offload that to them. Then that helps your business and that helps their business. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about, is truly getting to, like, as a community, being able to, you know, use each other. And it's cool because the last couple, you know, episodes that I have recorded with, like, there's so many different ways to a healthy body, you know, and it may be that you just see something from your examination that then can relay to another person and say, hey, this kind of was a red flag for me. Like, you're the one that can dive deeper into it and kind of help them in that aspect. So I give you huge kudos to, like, knowing, like, hey, I can't do this, but I have somebody for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, too, it's been, I feel like I'm like 50% introverted, 50% extroverted, which I'm in PT. So, like, I love talking to people and being around people, but a lot of times, like, I'm not that person that's like loud in the room. Like, a lot of times I'm just listening, and a lot of PT is that, like, I feel like listening skills are just as important as, like, talking skills.
100%.
Because a lot of time, go ahead.
As I interrupt you, I'm like, that's more important. Listening is more important, as I'm, like, trying to intrude on what you're saying.
Yeah, no. And I feel like I've learned that, but I feel like a lot of times if a person comes in and maybe they've been hurting for a long time, all they want to do is, like, talk and be heard. And so I feel like if you listen, that's a huge thing. And so, like, when I started this, like, marketing process, it's like constantly, I think this comes with any business owner, but, like, there's a lot of things, like, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I was like, I'm not sure how I'm going to do with this, like, marketing stuff. Like, it makes me a little uncomfortable, but, like, I have, like, loved it and enjoyed it more that I've done it, like, and liked it more than I thought I was going to. Like, it's really fun to, like, I feel like I've met so many cool people. And just, like, how I feel like most people are so nice and receptive and, like, kind of want to hear about your business or about your story or what you provide. And so, I don't know if I'm answering your last question. I kind of went off on a tangent, but, yeah, I feel like it's just been really cool to kind of just meet people in the community. And like you said, like Hannah with Get Fit Meridian and, Craig and Eliza with Restoration Dental. I feel like God put us in that space for a reason. Like, they're both, like, I feel like we all have very similar mindsets and we want to serve the community and do great things. And I feel like we're all very people focused, and so I feel like we're definitely very blessed with that location, because we looked at a lot of different locations and it was just one of those that was like, this feels good, this feels right. And it just ended up, even though it's been a process with it, it definitely still feels good, and it's going to be exciting when we open.
Yeah. And it's really cool to know, you know, I've had a lot of people actually give me feedback of, like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy that, like, Hannah with Get Fit Meridian, like, didn't even have a location, but she's still doing all of these community events. And, like, you're very similar in the same aspect, because it's like, we'll get the location, we'll find where that is, but that doesn't mean I'm stopping what my passion is and helping people and getting through that. So since your location isn't fully done yet, how are you practicing and still getting the word out of Onward?
Yeah. So my husband and I do CrossFit. And so we currently work out at Power Seeker Fitness right now. And it's a great gym. The owners are awesome. And so one of the owners is letting me just treat out of our gym until we open. And so I'm taking patients kind of in between class times, because I like it to be private for people, and I like it to be, like, we're usually bumping to music when we're working out. So I like it to be, like, where there's not people in there. And so there's a kind of I'm on a limited time frame right now, but I am treating people out of that location. And then just doing, like, workshops, like, going and doing workshops at, like, gyms. I have a workshop this upcoming Saturday at Body Fit Boise. We're talking about how to bulletproof your shoulders, or I'm doing a pelvic floor workshop. So a lot of workshops and getting the word out there. A lot of our referral sources are actually not from MDs. It's more of just kind of being in the community and just meeting new people and being involved.
Yeah.
And then just some reach out via Instagram. And then, yeah, just that has been a lot of it so far. And so, yeah, just going to like little events here and there. And yeah.
And coming on people's podcasts.
And coming on and yours. I can't forget you. Yes. And this too. I was like, this would be a cool offer. I've never done a podcast either. So I was like, this is awesome. So
it's so fun. I always tell people, I mean, there's like many things that I tell people, but I'm like, it's kind of like if we're like having a coffee date.
Yeah.
And we're just chatting. Like we're just really getting to know each other. I'm more getting to know you. But then also... Some people, I'm like, it's kind of like therapy, but it's recorded and I'm not a therapist.
Yes. Well, that's how I feel too when I'm like in the clinic because you learn so much about people.
Yeah.
Like when you're with them for an hour a few times and like you feel kind of like you're a therapist sometimes, but it's just like sometimes people just need to like chat and kind of, and so it's good.
And when you allow that space, I mean, you're a very safe person, just your feeling and your own vibe too. But like when you provide that safety for them, they just like spill their guts. It's just like, oh, I was not ready for you to like say all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cool to know that you do have all of these kind of resources in your back pocket because you may hear something, you know, and you're like, hey, I can't hear that, you know, and not want to help in some way. And it's like, hey, right. This isn't, you know, it's not necessarily, I would say like benefiting you, but it's going to benefit your client, which then is going to like your reviews, like all of the, it's just every aspect of that. But the core of it is that like, you're just being a good human.
Yeah.
And that's cool to watch of like, these businesses growing because I think there is a lot of, you know, you came from a PT office where it's like, okay, four people through a day. It's like, you're just another number. We need to get our sales up. And it's like, no, what are these? Like, no wonder why the people in the world are hurting so bad. Cause it's just like stifling them through as fast as we can. And nobody does feel like they're actually being connected. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's slow the pace down a little bit. Actually have a conversation and actually get you to where you need to be.
Yeah. And I feel like healthcare has moved away from that. A lot of healthcare and not just PT. And I'm sure people have felt that maybe when they're in a doctor's office before or like kind of like in and out. And I feel like that's not the kind of practice that we want to have. And so, and I hope that, you know, same with like Craig and they're making that in that way, but for a dental office. And so I feel like people need to, it gives healthcare a bad name. I feel like we can do better.
Yeah.
I feel like as providers and hopefully we move in that direction. But yeah, I think being aware of it and starting your own business if you need to create it, if it's not there. So
yeah. And that's huge because there are a lot of people where they're like, I can't find this anywhere. And it's like,
yeah.
If you're willing to open or willing to start, like start it, you know, take that leap. And that's kind of, that can be their pivotal moment, you know, like success comes from usually not finding stuff or being in a pitfall. And, you know, and that, this is why I love having people like you on because yes, Onward is your business, but it's like, no, we got to actually know who Cassidy is. And that's the cool part.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to go next so I can learn more about you.
You'll just have to listen to the other podcasts.
I will say it's super fun too to like, you meet so many different personalities and like, you also learn so much from people. Like I like a patient who like gardens. I'm like, oh, I started my garden last year. I would love to just ask you about gardening. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you just like, you learn so many different things about people and different personalities and like, you learn a lot of communication skills, I feel like. And yeah, so it's cool.
And it is something that is what life is, right? Like we're always learning. And when we're open to learning, we can learn from anything. And it's like the stuff that people will tell you also, you typically can't find on the internet or through a book. Or it's like these like one-off like crazy, you know, like things that they've learned by experience as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, this book may tell you to, you know, water it this many times a week. But I found with our, you know, elements and our, you know, elevation, all of these things, like this actually works better. And then you try it, like it's trial and error, but you actually learn when you have a conversation with somebody, you actually learn from their experiences as well.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And there's courses and there's books and there's, you know, all of the things, but even like you had, you know, referring back to PT, like even when I went to medic school, like they can't teach you all of the things.
Yeah.
In any college, any class, any course, they cannot teach you all of that. It is through experiences that's where you really gain your knowledge.
Yeah. And I feel like it just makes you more of a well-rounded person or clinician. And I think also accepting that failure is going to happen, kind of like trial and error. Failure happens, like, and that's how people get good. I feel like mm-hmm. what they do too is if they learn from those experiences and they maybe reroute or grow. And yeah, I feel like that's big too.
What has been one of your biggest lessons you've learned starting your own business?
I feel like there's been a lot. Honestly, I feel like it's more of like give yourself grace, because I feel like I function at a level where I'm like, I don't like to make errors or mistakes or do anything where I'm like, I just want to know it and I just want to go. And so I feel like just kind of what we were talking about is like, you know, don't take like little things that maybe I'm like, maybe I should have done this, or maybe this would have been a better way to market something. Like giving myself grace to be like, hey, you did the best that you could do, and you're learning from that experience. So maybe you would do it a little bit different that way. It doesn't mean that you maybe like did it wrong. It's just like you learn from like, okay, maybe I want to, like little things, like I did a workshop. Maybe I should have gotten emails on an Excel sheet versus like being like, hey, throw your email or something like that. You know, like little things, like just being like, know that you are doing the best you can to help people, and that just remember your main goal and just keep pushing forward. I feel like, because mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, with time, you're going to continue to learn more stuff. And yeah, that would be probably my thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And I think like you said, it's not that you maybe did it wrong. It's like evaluating, you know, could I have done this more efficiently, or could I have done this more effectively?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't even know to ask those questions if you hadn't started, you know, mm-hmm. or if you hadn't made that post, you wouldn't have known for the next time to maybe
totally.
Do it a little bit different. Or even workshops, you know, like, hey, instead of writing them down, maybe you get them on the computer, or hey, maybe you get their business cards, you know, like all of those things. Like there's nobody out in the world that has every answer.
Yeah.
Like you as a human have to be willing to evaluate and want to grow yourself.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think you probably know with being in business, you're taking on so many different roles at one time. So you're also learning all the different roles too, and like, you know, like scheduling and calls and social media and finances and, you know, all those things. Excellent. And so it's like those kind of things I didn't do before when I worked for like a company
mm-hmm.
that like a bigger kind of more like chain like company. And so just it all kind of like comes together.
It does, for sure.
So
but, well, cool. Yeah. I appreciate your time coming on and sharing more about who Cassidy is and Onward Boise.
Yeah.
How can people get connected with you or know where these workshops are happening before the kind of location?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. So our website is www.onwardboise.com. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram, Onward-Boise. A lot of times when I have workshops, sometimes it's strictly for the gym, but sometimes we can open it up to whoever. And so a lot of times I will just post those on my Instagram. Hopefully by June, we're going to be in between Get Fit Meridian and Restoration Dental. So you'll be able to see us there. Hopefully soon we'll have a sign. Or you can, and a lot of times too, like, if you like our phone number is on, like if you Google Onward Boise, you can find us too. And we, a lot of times people just call us and we have like a little consultation. We don't like charge for those. If you want to just like, if they want to just chat and talk about like, hey, this is what's going on and just kind of want to pick your brain about it. So those are, I would say right now, the biggest ways to get a hold of me.
Awesome. Right now. So, well, I'm super excited and I know I'll be out there, you know, congratulating you guys on your business and all that fun stuff as well. So I'm excited to watch you guys grow. Like it's fun to see when people are actually in the thick of it right now, you know, and like you'll be able to reflect on this and be like, oh my gosh, what was I like, just learning from it.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited for the final product. I'm going to put on my contractor cap because I'll probably be doing some flooring stuff. So yeah, that comes with a learning process too, but yeah, it'll be great when it's all done. And I feel like I'm just really pumped to work with our two neighbors. So
yeah. They're super awesome people. But
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Listeners, you can find all of her information in the show notes, also on my website. You're more than welcome to always reach out to me if you have a story that you would want to share. Please DM me on Instagram, and I will see you guys next week for another episode. Bye, guys. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You can also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. If you could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast, I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or any feedback.